And says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, but like for now the pasuk says, Avoy Tavdun, Imkei Matam Leru Ve'avarate Meshmom. What do we need the second pasuk for? It already said already once, Avoy Tavdun. What's the second pasuk? In the Makam Hu, Lechanis Loshem. It means to give it a nickname. Not to call the Avoy Dezor by its name, but give it a nickname. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Leshvach, give it a nice nickname. For the more Leshvach, can you think about it? Sardaita, Elorado. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Ler Leshvach, Ler Legnai. Neither. Just give it another name. Tamloima shaket teshaksenu v'tzoyet teshavenu kicherimhu haketzer has to come out. Give it a disgusting name. Call it something bad. Haketzer has to come out. Hayikorim moisa beis Delia. If its name was called beis Delia, korim moisa beis Korea. Call it beis Korea. Rashi's beis Delia means lashon goyva. It's like above uncovered. Everybody sees it. Call it beis Korea lashon chafira v'shiflus. Means it's in a ditch. It's below. It's a shuffle. So that's the nickname she gave. Give it a bad nickname. The opposite of high, call it low. Ayin Yikolayin Koitzia.
But we name, we learn the Gemara, we say the name. Oh, yeah.
Memvov. Yeah, Memvov and Aleph on topic. And last Gemara was topic and number of Akivam. But like when Yaman Apostle says, Avoy Tavdoin.
Yes.
To destroy, and came if so, matam alema vevartem eshemum min amokamahu, to destroy the name. If you have to destroy the actual avoy de zara, the idol, so pshito vevartem eshemum, what does that mean? The answer is, hahu lechanas loshem, that you have to give it a new nickname. So Yochel, I would have thought to say leshvach, maybe you'll have to call it a better name, give it a praise it. So the Gemara says, L'shvach Sagadarma, could you think like that? How could you think to give it a praise? Of course you can't praise the Avoy Dezorah. Elu rather, the Havamina is maybe, Yochol Lo L'shvach Lo L'gnai. You don't have to praise it. And maybe, either Gisa, you don't have to give it a Gnai, speak bad about it. Tam Alem, the Pasuk says, Shaket Teshaktenu, V'toyev Tetatvenu, Ki Cherem Hu, that you're supposed to act as if it's Sheket, if it's a disgusting thing, it means call it a bad name. Kaitzer, how do you have this? Hayakorinoisoi Beis Galia. If the name was first called Beis Galia, that means it was open. Everybody can see it on a high place. Korinoisoi Bayis Korea. A pit. It's a house deep down, nobody could see. Ayin Koil. If the name was before Ayin Koil, everybody could see it. Now call it Ayin Koitz, the eye of a thorn. That's the nickname you should call it. That's the sponsor of Yavarate Meshimo. Now, Tony Tono Kaimed Rosh Hashis. A Tana learned in front of Rosh Hashis that Ho'akum Ho'ivdim Eshorim V'yasak Voyos Hein Mutorim but V'yavdayim Besayis. This is what Rashi wrote down before, that when the Goyim worship a mountain, so true, the Pasuk says Eloheim Alahorim, only what's on top of the mountain becomes Asur Bahanoah, not the mountain itself. And according to Rashi, the mountain is not considered an Avoy Dezorah. There's no Isuri Hanoah, it's not an Avoy Dezorah, but still, the Goyim that worship this mountain, they're Chayiv Misa. The Goyim that worship it, Besayif, they deserve Misa Besayif with the sword. Rashi says, V'yavdayim Besayif, the B'nei Noyach Nitztavu al Avoy Dezorah. That's one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, not to worship Avoy Dezorah. Nigmar Sanhedrin. Garmin and Hossam, there we say that Kol Misa, Ko Amuro, Livnei Noyach, and well as Sayyid, the Misa that a Ben Noach receives is Sayyid. Here also, it's considered like they're worshipping an Avoy Dezorah, even though it does not become Asur Bahanoah, still the Chayiv Misa. What's going to be V'yes HaZroyim V'yes HaYirokas? Let's say the Goyim worship things that are growing, Zroyim plants, Yirokas vegetables. So here the Halacha is, Hei Nasurin, V'yavdayim V'sayif. Here even the vegetables, the growth also becomes Asur Bahanoah. That's what the Braisa was taught in front of Rosh Hashanah. So Mora says, Omalei, says Rosh Hashanah said to him, Omalei, the Omalei, who are you saying this according to? It must be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudahi, that we had before the Omalei, that his Shita was, Elon, if you have a tree, Shenotu, that first it was planted for your own pleasure, it was planted just for Noi, Ulib Seif Avdu, then they changed their mind and they worshipped this tree. Also, that it's also. The same thing here also. Most probably talking about vegetables or zeroyim that was first planted for use. teat, and then later the goyim decided to worship it, still the Braisa says, hey nasurim, that the vegetables themselves become asur. And the reason is because this is also considered a tfisas yad adam. Since l'maisa, man, was the one that planted these seeds, it's not like a har that was created by Hashem, but here it's considered a man first plants the seeds, that's considered a tfisas yad adam, therefore it becomes asur bano. So Mori asked the question, who told you this? For Lukma, why don't I say better pshar this Bryce? All the Bryce that says is if they worship the Zroyim and the Irokis, they become asur. So Mori asked, why don't I say, V'lukma bilon shenotu mitchilo lakach. For Rabbanon, maybe it even goes according to Rabbanon Shita, that we had before. The terrorist says, an Atzei Asherah is also bano. You have to burn an Atzei Asherah. It's something that's growing. So the Rabbanon agreed that if you first plant it, L'shem Avodah Zorah, that's a Tvisa Siyara at the beginning, L'shem Avodah Zorah, they also agree it becomes also bano. They only argue if you first planted Linoi. So here, who told you the Bryce is talking about things that are planted for eating purposes? And then later, Avoy the Zorah, maybe the Irokas means was planted at the beginning, L'shem Avoy the Zorah. And therefore, even with the Rabbanon agree that it's also Bano. Smurah says, no, Loi Sakadaita do not think like this. This cannot be shot in this Bryce. And that's what Rosh Hashanah had to say, the Bryce goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Katonic, because it says in this Braisa, Dum Yidhar, it puts the two things together. First it says Ahar, this is the Kasa Bano, but then it says the Royim, Mashmi, even though this Royim is like the Har, still, it does become Asa Bano. So, Maha, just like Ahar, the Kaisish Loinotu Metchil Lakach, it wasn't planted for that purpose. There's no planting at all. Ahar is by itself, it's created by itself. There's no Tvis Yad Adam at all. Is if so, Afainami Shloinotu Mechil Lakach. You have to say the case of Zeroyim and Yerokas is also similar to that. That at the beginning it was not planted L'shem Avodah Zorah. Even so, later when the Goyim come to worship it, it's considered a Tvisas Yad Adam and it does become Asa Bano. And that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's more not like this. What's going to be Avnei Har? Let's say a stone came off from the mountain. First you had a mountain, and now a stone from the mountain was detached. So and now they worshipped this stone. So it's a machloikis. V'nei Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Yochanan. Machloikis. Chadam, one of these two say asurus, that the stone now becomes also. Because now it's not attached anymore. Now it was detached. So it's called like a regular tolish, that it's asa bano if they worship the stone. The Chadam one says, no, mutaris. You should know the stone still remains muta. It's still muta bano. So shenidaldu means it came apart by itself. There wasn't a man here that chiseled off the stone from the mountain. Just by itself, the mountain became loose, an earthquake, and the mountain by itself gave off, stones fell off it. So here's the machlekes. So my time, what's the reason? The man, the yama mutaris, why should it be muta? L'chura, right now it's not attached anymore. It's not mechubar. Right now it's tolish. So he says, kahar, it's still at the same malacha like the mountain itself. Mahar, just like the mountain itself. Shein v'tfisas yidei odom, that it was never touched by a man. That's the way it was created from Hashem, the mountain, and therefore a person cannot make it also. Umutar, atayaf hani, these stones also, it came apart by itself. There was not a man there pushing it, moving it apart. Shein v'en tfisas yidei odom, umutarim. There's still no tfisas yidei odom. Even though the stone now was uprooted, came off from the mountain, but since it was not a man that caused it, it was the volcano, it was the earthquake that caused it, so therefore it's still mutabano, there's still no tfisas yad odom in this stone. This stone still came out from creation, therefore if a guy worships it, it's still dum yidhar, it's mutabano. So where's the question? The Gemara says, so maybe no. Ma lahar shekein mechubur. Still, what kind of svar is this? True, there's no tfis yad odom, but you're learning it out from ahar. The pasuk says the diak is only what's on top of the mountain and not the mountain itself, not the mountain. The mountain is mechubur. It's still attached to the ground. Maybe that's why it doesn't become asa bano. But here, this stone that was detached, now it's tolish. It's not mechubur. So what it says, if so, tehei mutachi, I bring a proof from an animal. We know that a live animal does not become asabano. Even though they worship an animal, the animal itself, when it's alive, does not become asabano. So you see, even though it's not mechubar, still it doesn't become asa. For the same reason, there's no tfisa siyadadam by an animal. A man had nothing to do with the creation of the animal. Tamar says, no. Ma'ala behema shekein balas chayim is a new ma'ala. Behema is alive. Maybe something that has chiyus in it, that stops the yisr ano to be chal. But here's this stone that's not alive, and it's not mechubar, so the stone should become asabano. Tamar says, if so, har yuchiyah, I bring you proof from har that you do not have to have life. Even though a har, a mountain, has no life, still it does not become asa, because there was no tfisis yadadim. If so, v'chozer adin, I go back again and learn out from the Kal v'chomer from Halacha, that l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, each chumra is not like the other one. The mountain you wanted to say was because it was mechubar. I'll prove to you, behemah doesn't have that. I, behemah has chichius, it's alive. A mountain is not alive. And therefore, atzara shavashavim, what's the common denominator here? What do they both have in equal? Is she'ein bought tfisis yidayadam, umutah. And since a man had nothing to do with this creation of making this, a man had nothing to do with making the animal, and a man had nothing to do with making this stone now that fell off by itself from the mountain. And so, af toil, she'ein bought tfisis yidayadam, umutah. It should be mutah. That's desvar to say that this stone that came off the mountain from by itself is still mutav hano. Even though the goyim worship it now, still it's mutav hano. Zmar says no. How can you learn out? Mal yafara shavushavim shekain loy nishtanu mibriyoson. Maybe here it was not changed, even though even by itself it wasn't changed from the way it was created. The mountain, that's the way it was created. It's still a mountain. An animal was created that way. It's still an animal. But over here, when the stone gets detached from the mountain, something new, not the way it was created. It was created to be mechubar, to be attached to the ground. Now it's tolish, now it's detached. So still you cannot turn out this stone from the Kal v'chomer. Ela rather asya mebehema balas mum. I'll prove it to you from an animal that became a bal mum, that even though it changed from the way it was first it was created without any mumin. It didn't have a broken leg. And now later it gets a broken leg, it was nishtana, it was changed from the way it was created, and still it does not become asa b'ano. The balas mum umehar from the har. But you'll ask me a question though, but a behemah is alive. So I'll answer you a har, the mountain is not alive. Aye, the mountain is mechubar. I'll answer you, behemah is not mechubar. So from these two, I could learn out that even stones, though that were detached, is still mutav b'ano. Binami Rosta can answer you, me behema tama. Tama. True, I'll use to you a complete animal that has no blemish, but even yavish. I'll take a tree that was dried up already. That even though it changed already, it's dried up, it's not kibriyosoin, still does not become asa. So therefore, that's the mandiyam, the svar, the one that says muteris. He says this stone, since there was no tfisas yidayodam, even though now it's tolish, it's not mechubar, even though it's nishtanim v'riyosan, still remains mutav ano. It's now void zara, could only become asa if there's a tfisa siyad adam. A man has to touch it, has to do something with creating it, with forming it. Now, a mandiyasa, what was the svar on the other mandiyama that said once these stones are detached from the mountain, it could become asa b'ano? That lohochi ksid, that's what the pasuk says, shaket teshaktenu. V'toyev t'tavenu, it says a double lashon here, that na'avoyd zara, leave it, be isurai, means leave it, let it be yosef b'ano. It's like this, the pasuk needs to teach us, di'af agav di'asya medina letera, even though you have some type of a way to make a kal v'chomer, to make a limud, that this stone that was detached by itself from the mountain should remain mutav b'ano, you're telling me a kal v'chomer, now a limud. Since there's no tefisas yadadim, it should still have the same halacha like a mountain itself. So this pasuk teaches us loy tef tasiyah, to not learn out. The extra pasuk of shaket teshaksenu, the Torah to the Venus are teaching us, any time you have a shayla, whether the avodah zarah is asa banor or not, leave it. Let it remain asa banor. Do not learn out latera to give yourself a terim to say it's mutav banor. That's what the extra pasuk is teaching us. Yeah.
Rashi says here, Lochik Siv Shakat Xenum, Kabasi Chovim, Liasu Yahanech, the Alphagad Yasu Medina, Tarashov, Lechero, still, for the Post teaching us to not learn, Mashmois the Kruan after the Mashmois, cold rushes, Shat Derish, Kabasi Chovim, any type of a drosha you want to make Avoda Zara, Light Tidrisham, do not dash in them, El Arada, La Sheketz, Lesser, let it remain also. What's mutter is only a mountain. What the pasuk says itself is mutter, a mountain or a hill. But anything that the pasuk does not say directly that it's also, that it's mutter, we leave it with the yisur. That's called shakat hashatzenu, the extra drasha. Yeah. Shmuel says now, this time I'll bring you proof. This time, the bnei Rabbi Chiya tisharu. That it was the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, they were the ones that said that this stone is Mutabano. The boy Chizki has a sharp question like this. Zokei v'beitzo lishtach v'islo. Somebody erected an egg with the intentions of bowing down to it. A Jew, what's the name of a Jew now? A Jew was Zokei v'beitzo, erected, put it up straight, the egg, with intentions to bow down to it. Now, what's the law? That was the Shalom. That the boy Chizki asked this question. So, now, the Gemara says, "Kosalka that we thought like this. Kosalka that lishtach v'islo, lishtach v'lo." That the case is he had intentions to bow down to worship it, and lemaisa he did bow down to it. So what's the question then? Because miboyulei hai zekifosoi, the fact that he erected the egg, he have maisi lo have maisa. Is that considered an action or not considered an action? So, but let's say the owner would have not erected it, then loy misaser, then for sure would not become asabano. Why not? It's an egg. So shema mina bnei Reb Chiya disharu, that it's the bnei Reb Chiya over here that said it's muta. How do we know it's bnei Reb Chiya over here? This time the bnei Reb Chiya disharu, the boy Reb Chizkiya. How do we know it's bnei Reb Chiya? Right. I mean, that's the shala. Right. That even though what? Even though there's no species yadodim, but so what? Since Lamayis is Polish, the egg itself would become us, Right. You're right. The Rebbe Chiya Rashi says, right, Yudh Chizki, right, it's good. So Chizki is the one that says this, right. Chizki himself holds that the egg itself, that the Shmamina, the Rebbe Chiya Sharu, they're the one that says it's Mutta. So you see, even though they worship the egg, but still, since the egg itself has no species, the Yad Adam, it would not become us of Anor. It's only because the man picked it up, so maybe that's called the tefisas yadodim. They say, well, Bnei Reb Chiya, right, they were the children, that's the Vei Chizkiya, they hold this mutter. So Mar says, Lloyd, maybe it's not the pshat over here. Liyolim Emloch, really I could tell you, Bnei Reb Chiya di Asri, di Ishtach Abolor. Could be a chiyah, that if they would bow down to it, it'd be also. Afgab Loizokfa Asura. It could be if the owner really worshipped the egg, even they would agree the egg would become Asabano. Even though there's no species of Yadodom, but since now it's Tolish, it's not attached anymore, it's the Shtanim of Briyosai, it becomes Asabano. Vach, what's the question over here? Vach, am I asking him to go in Shezokav, Beitzel, Ishtach of Aslo, Velo Yishtach of Aslo? And the owner did not bow down to this egg yet. He did not worship the egg. Just he picked it up, he thought he would worship it. So then the question is, what's the shaila then? Uleman, what are you asking me? Uleman di yoma avoris kachovim shal Yisrael. Asurim miyad. As soon as a Jew even buys an avodah zara, makes an avodah zara to worship it, even before he worships it, it becomes asabano sasura hiroso. We're talking about the Jew owns this egg, and if he picked it up now, amenas to worship it, so pshita asabano. And uleman di yoma. No, even when a Jew makes himself an idol, it only becomes Asabano when he actually worships it, but before not, is so, Holepolcha. Here also, he did not bow down to the egg yet. So again, what's Yeshayla? What's the new question that a Jew picked up the egg with intention to worship it, but it didn't worship it yet? So why should it be better? Why should it be more Asabano now than all over? So the answer is, let's read, I'll tell you what's talking about over here, to go in Shezokav, Beitzel, Ishtachav Aslov, Vlo Ishtachav Aslov. True, the Jew himself, the owner, did not bow down to this egg. He only erected it with intentions to worship it, but he did not worship it yet. We're going according to Man Diyama, that does not become Asa Bano yet. Even though a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, it only becomes Asa Bano if he worships it. But before it's not also bano. So what's the shal over here then? The case is that a guy came now, and the guy saw this egg, and the guy worshipped the egg. That's the case. The Jew just erected it. He didn't worship it yet. And now a guy came by, and the guy worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Kihod, and what's the shiloh? Kihod yomer of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Yisrael shezok of Levena lishtachavoy slo. A Jew that erected a stone or a brick, and he had intentions to bow down to it. And before the Jew did it, over the kichov mishtachav lo asura, that it becomes asabano, that the ma'isa, the Jew made the ma'isa. I, he didn't worship it yet, but now that a guy worshipped it, that's okay. And Rashi says Levena. And if not, you need two things here. The Jew erected it. So we see his intentions were to worship it. Therefore, now if a guy comes and worships it, it becomes also bano. But if the Jew would have not erected it, so the Jew does not have any intentions to worship it, then just as the guy comes, it doesn't become asa bano, because it doesn't belong to the guy. The guy cannot come and worship the something that belongs to a Jew. So here the case is, the fact the Jew erected it, is that a clear giludas? We see from that it really means to worship it or not. So by Yelaveno, we see yes, the fact the Jew picked up this brick and put it in place, so we see he has giludas to worship it, so the guy comes and becomes asa bano. So what's the question by us? From the Kami Boyalei, the question is this, Levenahu dimintkuras kibosoi, maybe only it was said by a brick. By a brick there's a big difference whether it's lying down or whether you erect it. When you pick it up, you see clearly the brick is straight up, you can see it. So it's minka, the maisi you did, therefore become asa bano if the guy worships. Avo beitz about an egg, Loi, you don't see so much the fact the egg is up. Whether it's down or up, it's not that much of a difference. Or Dilma, maybe Loishinot, that's the question. Even an egg also, this small action of just erecting the egg, just turning it, tilting it a little bit, it's not that much of a difference. Maybe that is considered an action to show Giludas you really mean to worship it, or maybe not. That's the takeo. That was the Shaila. But again, you have no proof though to our Shaila before what they hold if they would actually worship the egg. To say that the egg would be mutu bano, that you have no proof.
Rabbi, what was the whole special thing about
it? Another one says, Boyi Romi Barchom. Hamishtachave Lahar, if somebody bows down to the mountain itself. So the question is, Avonov Ma'alim Isbeah. Later, somebody chisels out some stones from this mountain, can they use it, Lagvoya, to build a Mizbeah? In other words, that sheet of the mountain itself is not also bano.
Yep.
For a normal person, he could take these stones now and build himself a house. That's muta. The question is, though, can he use these stones now, l'gvoya, to build a mizbeach? That's the question. What's the shayla? Yesh nevad v'mechubar eitz l'gvoya, or yeh nevad